This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A top advisor to President Trump indicates the president is prepared to issue the first veto of his term amid a wave of negativity from Congress to his declaration of a national emergency along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
First and foremost, I don't think we needed a national emergency declaration.
And Republican Congressman Will Hurd, whose Texas district is on the Mexico border, tells CBS's Face the Nation,
our government wasn't designed to operate by national emergency.
But White House advisor Stephen Miller tells Fox News Sunday,
Congress in 1976 passed the National Emergencies Act and gave the president the authority as a result of that to invoke a national emergency in many different circumstances, but among them for the use of military construction funds.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are planning to introduce a resolution disapproving of the president's emergency declaration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump said Sunday big progress is being made in U.S. trade talks with China on what he calls so many different levels and fronts. Trump said last week that he might put off the March 1st deadline to increase tariffs on China if a trade deal is actually close. Moscow-based private equity firm Baring Vostok Capital Partners announced Monday that its senior partner and co-founder are now in charge of the company after its founder and senior partner Michael Calvi was arrested Saturday on suspicion of embezzlement. A Moscow court judge ordered Calvi, the founder of the firm and one of the country's longest standing and most prominent American investors, held in custody until at least April 13th, arguing that the seriousness of criminal charges against him makes him a flight risk. Calvi's lawyer said that the investor maintains his innocence and will appeal. Four other defendants in this case have been ordered to remain in pretrial custody for at least 2 months. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. Militants have killed at least four soldiers in India-administered Kashmir. A gunfight between the two factions erupted Monday when the militants opened fire on troops conducting a search operation. Two people were also wounded. The Pakistan-based Islamist group Jaish-e-Mohammed has taken responsibility for a suicide car bombing that targeted a paramilitary convoy Thursday and killed at least 40 soldiers. Analysts say that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's two-day Asia tour is an effort to repair his image after the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. But as Reuters' Eve Johnson reports, it was also an effort to seal some business deals. It kicked off with a ceremony in Pakistan where he pledged $20 billion worth of investment.
Most of the deals signed by the two sides are energy projects, including a brand new oil refinery. Pakistan could really use the help right now. Its economy is losing steam, its deficit is widening, and its reserves of foreign currency are drying up. Prime Minister Imran Khan has gone the extra mile to welcome the Crown Prince, giving him the biggest red carpet treatment since the visit of China's president in 2015.
So Saudi Arabia has always been a friend in need, which is why we value it so much.
And after last week, Pakistan may be looking for friends. A suicide bomber killed dozens of Indian police in the disputed region of Kashmir, an attack that New Delhi has blamed on Islamabad. As for Prince Mohammed, he doesn't seem to be taking sides. He'll visit India on Tuesday. Later in the week, he will wrap up his tour with a trip to China.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. Yemeni officials said Houthi rebels have agreed on a phase one of mutual pullbacks of forces from the key city of Hodeidah. Without giving any details of the agreement, UN officials call it important progress. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, visiting the Colombian side of the Venezuelan border on Sunday, warned Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of severe consequences if he takes action against the country's opposition leader and self-declared president Juan Guaido or U.S. citizens. Rubio said the Venezuelan people have had a positive impact on Americans.
They remind us how valuable liberty and freedom is. They remind us how important it is to always preserve it and why we should be willing to fight for it no matter how long it takes.
Rubio declined to say if he would support U.S. military action against Venezuela. Dozens of female relatives of Islamic State fighters in the refugee camps of Mosul have faced harassment and sexual abuse at the hands of Iraqi security forces. That's according to a joint report this week by the Network of Iraqi Reporters for Investigative Journalism and the Mosul Investigation Group. The report, which has been rejected by the Iraqi High Commission for Human Rights, said it documented 16 out of 36 confirmed cases. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.